This is Andrew Phipps, and I thank you today for joining us. We appreciate it. So many of you join us every week for Faith, Family, and Freedom, and for that we're grateful. Recently at our church, we did a little message from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 3, on how shall we escape. And obviously, you don't have time to get in all the points, but we tried to give some illustrations where folks couldn't escape. But one point that I should make, and I'd like to make, is that we also cannot escape the love of God, the love of Christ. For God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We have no oratorical skills that would give us the compass or the boundaries of expressing the love of God. I appreciate that. I thank him for that today. And let's go to Liberty Baptist Church in Muncie, Indiana. But I'm simply here to tell you today, as Brother Jack so wonderfully told us, and I'll remember this, that God has a picture of you in his wallet. I'll take that with me for a long time. I'm sure I'll use that somewhere. When I get to thinking about how that God loves you so much that he left heaven for us, came to this earth, took upon himself the form of a servant, I say hallelujah. God loves us. We don't have the ability. If I had the oratorical skills of a Sophocles or Horatio, I would find words inadequate. I could not find the vocabulary. I could not find the adjectives. I could not find the illustrations that would tell the love of God. How that when Jesus was betrayed by Judas, he still called him friend. Oh, the love of God. Could we with ink the oceans fill, and were the skies of parchment made, it'd still be impossible to write and describe the love of God. When I get to thinking about our love for our children, as we again heard this morning so wonderfully, we love our children because they are our children. They don't have to do anything for us. I'm glad today to be a part of the family of God, that I was born into it, that I was adopted in, and now we can call each other brothers and sisters. And I'm often amazed, and I tell my friend this every once in a while, when folks don't do certain things and we get aggravated about it, are we aggravated because it aggravates us, or are we aggravated because it offends God? There's a great difference there. For example, we ought to love him because he first loved us. I get to thinking, and I thought the day, a good friend of mine the other day gave me some information. And I, on the phone, sitting there out where we were staying, I said, hallelujah. When I got to thinking about how that we need the presence of the Holy Ghost, how that we need his abiding, his leadership, how that we ought to love him more. We ought to be so in love with the Lord Jesus Christ that we're not ashamed to say, I'm a child of the living God. Amen. I get to thinking about it. You see, we have limitations of time. Then there's also, secondly, there's the levels of commitment to Christ. Here is something that bothers me. Bothers me a little bit. Maybe it shouldn't, but it does. I posted something the other day. I've never seen anything on my post like it. A little old something I put up there, and I don't claim to have any insights, but I said something. Does it bother us or something? I had 316 shares at the last count. 316 shares that people shared it on their post. Now, I don't mean that to sound braggadocious. I'm simply saying this. It does bother me when I see our level of commitment to Christ many times. I wonder, you know, I get to wondering. This friend of mine told me, he said, we may be living in a day and time when there will be little regard for the Holy Ghost. He said, it may be that the time has come when we don't know Him. It may be a time when folks have gotten so used to going to church, doing whatever it is we do, and it's become mechanical. It's become methodical. We can almost do it in our sleep. We could almost say, we're going to have this or that. We're going to have this. And I'm all for having whatever. I want liberty in the church. But I wonder today what would happen if God really got a hold of me. I wonder today if we really sold out to Him. I wonder today if we really got in love with Him. I know in my life a lot of days are behind me, but it won't be long until I'll be seeing the King. I'm just as sure of heaven as if I were already there.
Yes, sir.
In the mind of God, I'm seated in the heavenlies. Not because of one good thing that I've done. It's not because somebody heard my voice on a radio or saw my picture somewhere. It's not because I've tried to travel the country. But one day, I said yes to the Holy Ghost. And by faith, I was transformed. It was a miraculous thing. I can't explain it any more to you than I can explain my first birth. But I can tell you this, it put a joy down in my soul. It's a bubbling over this morning. It's telling me today that I'm a child of the King. Praise God forever. I wonder what my level of commitment to Christ is. I wonder sometimes, you see, I know this, we don't only have limits of time, and we have the levels that you and I decide about. The late Adrian Rogers asked this question. He said, what does God want for my life? He answered it by saying this, what God wants for my life is what I want for my life if I were smart enough to want it. Profound. What is it that God wants for you? Somebody says, well, I just can't get to church. It just doesn't. That's a decision between you and the Lord. I'm not here to try to throw people under the bus. I want to have a message that says there's victory at the end of the trail. Hang on. Don't give up. You see, not only do we have the limits and the levels of our commitment, but then we finally have the Lord's judgment. I don't understand it. But I saw a verse of song, and I want you to have it. Take it with you. You decide. The song says, judgment is coming. All will be there. Just a minute. Is that true? Is that a general resurrection and a universal meaning the saved will be there at judgment? I'll go along with that. But we're not going to have sheep and goats divided. You're either saved or you're not. And if you're saved, you're going to the judgment seat. Not for salvation, but for rewards. It was so wonderful in our illustration this morning. I could preach for 3 hours on that. How that God looks at our motives and our level of commitment and our determination. I could point out names in this church here of what a blessing you are to me. I thought about some of you, and I thought when I get back, boy, I'm going to have some fun with some of my friends. I thought about it and how that I missed that. But I'm going to a land, it's Charan, where there's no clouded days. There'll be no sorrows there. Please forgive me for doing it, but I saw, it'll never leave me, the picture of Miss Charan holding little Joseph, holding him for a while, getting acquainted with him. We'll have plenty of time one of these days. It's been a long time since I've seen some of my loved ones, but I swear I'm going. Now, I don't deserve it, but God, who is rich in mercy, for the great love wherewith he loves us. My favorite scripture in the whole Bible is this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I met Zig Ziglar in Washington, D.C. We were staying at the same motel. I had fun with him. Here I am trying to tell him jokes, and he makes a living doing it. But he gave me a verse, and he wanted me to put my name in there. And he gave me a Bible. He said, you put your name there where it says, for whosoever, write it in there. That's you. And I've got a feeling that he's not going to forget a one of us. I failed. Oh, I'm full of humanity. And the magnetism of my carnality draws me that way so much. But I love you, and God loves you more. And I love the church and those that God paid with his own royal blood on Calvary. I don't know what kind of a little reward I'll get. I don't know if it'll be this or that. I'm not even concerned about it right now, but I don't want to go empty-handed. I just don't want to go empty-handed. What an embarrassment if you invited me to a wedding, a beautiful wedding. Man. And the bride dressed in white, and the things are in place, all the silverware and all the music, all the glamour, all the splendor, all of the beautifications that we have there. If I showed up without a present, oh, I'd be so embarrassed. I don't want to go to the judgment seat with nothing. I don't have much. Everything that I owe to him. He paid a debt that I couldn't pay. As I've told you before, the primitives from Candler, North Carolina now are coming to Muncie Thursday, March 30th for their farewell concert. If you can, come, and even if you need to spend the night there in the area, you'll enjoy it. Let's enjoy now the primitives.
Man whose heart was filled with sin. He owned the treasures of this world, but he had no love within. He could have helped the beggar who lay outside his gate, but he would not even give the crumbs upon his golden plate. Who is the rich man now? In this world to call his own, just soars upon his crippled back and rags to lie upon. Now the Bible does not tell us, but somehow I believe he found a greater treasure than the rich man could perceive. Who is the rich man now?
not help him, as in hell he lift his eyes. Please give one drop of water, he cried upon his knees. Now he will be the beggar for all eternity. Now as the poor old beggar, he took his final breath, the angels carried him away to that perfect rest.
For he met the man called Jesus while begging here below. Now he will be the rich man while eternal ages roll. Who is the rich man now? A home in heaven fair. Who is the rich man now? I am the rich man now.
Yes,
I am the rich man now. With a crown of life, a robe of white, a home in heaven fair.
Coming to Muncie, Indiana, Thursday, March 30th, 2023. For their farewell concert are the Primitives. You've loved them over the years, and now this is their final appearance together at the beautiful Muncie Southside Middle School, 1601 East 26th Street in Muncie, Indiana.
I want to take
joining in this farewell tour will be the Young Inspirations from North Carolina, who have captured the sound, songs, and manner of presentation from the originals. They're doing fantastic. It will be like you step back more than 50 years when the Boys from the Mountains took to the stage, just like when they first came to Muncie, Indiana, with Martin Cook and his boys. We hope you can join us for this historic occasion. The Primitives are retiring after 50 years of ministry, and we believe you will want to be present to personally thank them for how they have been a blessing to countless numbers across the country. All seating is reserved. Order tickets online at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Thursday, March 30th, 2023, Muncie, Indiana, a farewell concert with the Primitives with guests the Young Inspirations. We hope to see you there.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen. The great privileges that has been given to me is the opportunity to meet some wonderful people and the best preachers, singers. We've met political figures and business people. What an opportunity. We do an interview every Monday morning with Real America's Voice somewhere around 8:30. But just recently, I was able to talk with Brother Parsons from the church at Mickey Carter. Pastors there in Haines City, Florida, a great church. I think that you will enjoy this interview, and let's join the pastor now. Well, friends, I'm here today at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Orlando, Florida, for their meetings. And Pastor, we just met a few moments ago. Introduce yourself to our audience.
My name is Pastor Barry Parsons. I'm from the Landmark Baptist Church in Haines City, Florida.
And those of you that maybe follow fundamentalism, of course, you're emeritus?
Pastor Emeritus, yes. Dr. Mickey Carter.
Mickey Carter, a great man, great defender of the King James Bible.
Yes, sir.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, we're continuing to serve the Lord just the way we always have, and continue to run buses, continue to go soul winning, do all the things that we've always done. We're just doing it in this late hour. Amen.
Right. Now, originally, you came from the state of?
Maryland.
Came from Maryland here. Yes, wow. That's, well, there's a great work to be done.
Amen. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I think you know that sometimes many of us live on the street called Kent. Can't do something, I think we ought to try.
Yes,
and
sir.
Give it everything that we have. I believe it's Philippians 4:19 that says, I can do all things through Christ,
yes,
which strengtheneth me.
Yes, sir.
Your church there and your outgrowth, I'm sure you're impacting the community, because when we change lives one at a time, it changes the complexion of the families. Families make up the churches. And the churches have a tremendous impact upon this country.
Yes.
So that's what you're trying to do, I believe.
That's what we're doing week after week, preaching to those that will be faithful to the Lord's command, amen, to go out and encourage them, but also to go out and reach those that are lost, that don't know Jesus Christ. And we do it week after week, and we continue until Jesus comes, amen.
What about that? I like that passion. And, you know, we're to educate, we're to advocate, and we're to participate.
Amen.
And I believe that you are doing that in countless others. And I just thought it would be a great blessing to our people that maybe get to see our programs by the help of the Lord, to have some people on from time to time.
Amen.
That we feel that would be an asset.
Amen.
A blessing, an encouragement. We need to encourage one another.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the Landmark Baptist Church has always been, under Dr. Carter and myself now, we want to be a help to other churches and other Christians in any way we can, and even to your program.
Amen. You know, I tell people this, I'm an independent Baptist, but I'm not mad about it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not out fighting other people. I mean, I let the pastors pastor their church.
Yes, sir.
I will not try to tell the pastor. He's the pastor. I just want to be a help,
amen,
a blessing if we can. Brother, it's been a joy meeting you today, and I feel like I have a new friend.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
You keep on keeping on. Tell Brother Carter we said hello.
Amen. I will. Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. As you know, I used to do many concerts with some of our friends. We plan to do one more. It will be on Thursday night, March the 30th. We're inviting our special friends, the Primitives, in their farewell tour. They're retiring this coming April after 50 years of ministry. You have appreciated them so much over the years. I know you will want to be there at Muncie Southside Middle School, Muncie, Indiana, for the occasion. Not only will we have the Primitives, we will have the Young Inspirations, who are inspiring people across the country with the sound that emanated when we first brought them to the area in 1974 with Martin Cook and the Boys from the Mountains. Join us for the special farewell concert. Just another life. As I've said repeatedly, it seems like our time just really goes quickly. And I think that's in part because we format the program to have something that changes just every little bit. We have a song, an interview, we may go on location, we may have a little sermonette, and hopefully those are the kinds of things that you enjoy in the totality of the program. Once again, if you're a fundamental type church, we'd love to come to your area. You can get in touch with us on our website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom. Our contact information is on the screen from time to time. Remember our farewell concert with the Primities and Young Inspirations on Thursday, March the 30th. They're in Muncie Southside Middle School, 1601 East 26th Street in Muncie. It'll be a beautiful time, a great time of remembrance. We'd like for you to come and be with us. Once again, if you think our programs are worthy of support from your church or whatever, we would appreciate that. We're trying to stand for the faith of our fathers, traditional families. We're trying to do what we can to protect the rights of us as citizens. I hope you have a beautiful day, you and your family. God bless you. Stay in touch with us. Check our website, and we'll be appreciative for that. Have a great day. This is Andrew Phipps.